This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, April 13th, 2019. We're in hour one of the broadcast, and wow, what a week in the news this week. I've got a lot of bases to cover. No guests scheduled. We'll be taking phone calls later in the second hour. I got a lot of clips I want to share with you in the first hour, a little bit more than usual. We're going to start off here shortly with Julian Assange. And, you know, when you look at this situation and what's transpired, it reminds me of the George Orwell quote, "The more society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And so we're going to be talking about that here shortly. Also, you wouldn't know this because of any mainstream media reporting, although the tip of the spear actually did cover this, and I don't know who else covered it. I feel like it was probably very much underreported, but the white nationalist hearings took place this past week in the House Judiciary Committee. I've got a couple of clips from that you've got to hear, and I really urge everyone, if you've got time, it's on YouTube, Stormer and the Story. I think it's almost like a four-hour video. We're going to talk about it coming up here in the next 10 or 15 minutes, but surreal. I mean, really unbelievable if you listen to that entire Judiciary Committee hearing. We'll be getting into that. I got some clips from that hearing that we're going to be playing here shortly. AIPAC was this past week, and I'm here to tell you I got some clips from it that I've not seen anyone play. If they did, I mean, I can't listen to everything. Jaw droppers. I mean, really, if you take in to consideration just this past week in the news of what's happened to Julian Assange, the Judiciary Committee hearings on the rise and sheer horror and dangers of the white nationalist. And then you go over and you listen to what transpired, what was actually said at the AIPAC hearings. However bad you thought it was, it's worse. However hopeless you thought things are, they're worse. I'm here to tell you where we find ourselves at today. And Trump, you know, don't even get me started. These people that somehow think Trump in the last few weeks, month or so, I mean, just completely pitiful. We're completely adrift, and the southern border's being overwhelmed absolutely intentionally. And neither party, the super cuck Republican Party and the Socialist Communist Cultural Marxist Democrat Party, are just fanning the flames of the entire destruction of Western civilization. There's a great article also by Paul Craig Roberts. Probably won't be able to get to that, but America is no longer a nation. I mean, Paul Craig Roberts is dropping truth bombs, former Assistant Secretary to the Treasury under Reagan. His column is as good as it's ever been. I've interviewed Paul Craig Roberts several times over the years. And I remember one time he was hanging up the pen, but thankfully that didn't last. I don't think that even lasted 2 or 3 weeks. We interviewed him right when he said he was quitting, resigning, retiring, whatever you want to call it. Also, we've got some stories coming up, totally unreported. The ICC criminal court is dropping the U.S. atrocities in Afghanistan. We'll be getting to that too. Got a lot of feedback later in the week from the Augustus Evictus interview last week. I know we wasn't able to take phone calls. A lot of people don't like it when we're not able to take phone calls. But in my situation, most of the time the guest wants to come on in the second hour, you know, because it's early on Saturday morning. So sometimes it's just the way it works out. Also, because I've got so many clips, I didn't bring clips to this. But on top of it all, Trump spoke in front of a group of Jewish Republicans, and you ought to heard how they laughed it up and some of the things Trump said in that one. But I'm just not going to have time to cover it all. So much has happened. Now, RT, George Galloway, has told RT that he is shocked Julian Assange has been arrested, claiming a great crime has been committed against the WikiLeaks founder, insisting the Ecuadorian and UK government should feel ashamed of such action. I can guarantee you they don't. Now, if you looked at the pictures of Julian Assange, man, he looks like his health really took a turn for the worst. He's been there for 7 years. I did not know his room was about 300 square feet. This was his entire living area. You know, he has children. The charges, the rape allegation charges that was in Sweden were dropped. You know, we know all this was all a big, massive hoax against Julian Assange. Commenting on Assange's arrest on Thursday morning, political firebrand Galloway told RT, "I'm very shocked. Julian Assange is a friend of mine, more importantly, a friend of the truth, a friend of the people. He exposed great, great crimes, and now a great crime has been committed against him." Assange was dragged out of the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he spent the last 7 years after Ecuador President Moreno withdrew asylum. Galloway insists undue pressure was mostly certain put on Moreno to act on the issue. Now, we've already seen RT actually has a story, a whole bunch of political figures here in America totally giddy with the fact that they have arrested Julian Assange. And, you know, if you go back, and the reason this really sticks in my memory, in 2010, Brian and myself was doing a nightly radio show. We were on Liberty News Radio network at that time, now defunct or whatever. But when the whole collateral murder video broke, now just to take you back for just a moment in history, two Reuters reporters were killed while covering the sad war atrocities that we committed in Iraq, and some children were killed, and the United States government was saying, of course, that it was Iraqi military terrorists, blah, 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 blah. But Bradley Manning, they say it's Chelsea Manning, whatever, he had sent a lot of information to Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, and they released U.S. military footage that was classified. They named it collateral murder, and it was proof that a U.S. Apache helicopter gunship opened fire on a number of people, killing 12, including two Reuters staff, and injuring two children. I don't think the children died, but anyway, if you go back, if you can find the video, at that time we had the video, we played it on on air. But this really exposed, you know, for those that were paying attention, I'm sure, you know, a lot of other people like Alex Jones was all over this story at the time. Mainstream media, not so much, but it did expose, you know, again, flagrant, blatant lies by the U.S. government. I mean, they are professional liars, and I've got more proof of that than I can share in 2 hours. I'm going to share quite a bit in the next hour and 45 minutes. But it really was a blatant lie that they were telling the American people, and Julian Assange exposed it. This led to Bradley Manning's arrest. And if you remember, under the bum, at the end of Bum's tenure, he commuted. He didn't pardon. He commuted Bradley Manning's sentence. I think he got something like 30 years. He's back in jail. They're holding him because he's refusing to testify in front of a grand jury. A lot of people may not be aware of that, but now they call him Chelsea Manning. I don't, maybe all that's legit. Who knows? But that is what this came from. Now, if you contrast this, and I've heard other people mention this, but if you look back into like the Pentagon Papers that was released, and it was this was proving that, and the New York Times published the Pentagon Papers. Daniel Eldenberg, I think is how you pronounce it, released the Pentagon Papers. It went all the way up to the Supreme Court, and we're going to get to what the Supreme Court ruled. But they didn't charge the New York Times. They don't charge the Washington Post. They don't charge the publishers of classified information. They charge the leakers. Look at all the leaks that's been in the Trump administration. Leak after leak after leak after leak. You don't see any of those people being arrested. None of them. In fact, none of this criminality that takes place in the U.S. federal government. I know they're saying, I know Sean Hannity's saying it's coming. I know Rush Limbaugh's saying it's coming. I won't believe it till I see it. When I see Comey up on charges and imprisoned, when I see Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Rottenstein, the whole rest of the corrupt den of vipers. But they don't ever, they don't even arrest the leakers now, you know, like they did Bradley Manning. In the Trump administration, much less the publisher, who in this case is Julian Assange. That's all they're trying to frame him now and say that he assisted in helping Bradley Manning hack into some of the computers. They never, there was never any charges that I'm aware of that Bradley Manning hacked Jack. He had access to this information. So that's going to be the contrived super lie that these bunch of professional liars are going to tell to try to railroad Julian Assange. They're going to try, and Trump's going to be right in the thick of it. Do you remember back when Trump was saying, when he was campaigning, he was saying, Russia, WikiLeaks, if you're listening, release the 30,000 emails. Remember, WikiLeaks released a bunch of the Podesta, spirit cooking, pedophile, sycophants email. Donald Trump should be thanking Julian Assange for his work. Everybody should. Any real journalist should. Anyone, you know, I don't care what the truth is. I don't. I have no axe to grind. I don't think the truth has a steering wheel. I don't care what the truth is. I don't care who it makes look bad. I don't care who it exposes as a liar. I don't care who it exposes as a corrupt individual. I just want the truth. That's what Julian Assange was doing. Now, Bradley Manning, yes, I see where he could be charged. He was in military intelligence. He has to agree to all kinds of secrecy, blah, blah, blah. I see how that worked. I'm not for that. I'm for the whistleblowers. Don't get me wrong. But I see where they could legally, legitimately claim they had justification to prosecute Bradley Manning. But if you go all the way back to the Pentagon Papers, and, you know, it's too lengthy to go through the whole process, but it went all the way up to the Supreme Court. Okay, and the Pentagon Papers exposed that Johnson and Nixon was bombing not just in Vietnam, but in Cambodia. They dropped, and it exposed that they were fighting an intentionally protracted war. 50,000 American young men died fighting in that useless, ridiculous war. But the Pentagon Papers goes all the way to the Supreme Court, and here's what Justice Black wrote about the release of the Pentagon Papers, okay? Listen to the quote. Only a free and unrestrained press can effectively expose deception in government. And paramount among the responsibilities of a free press is the duty to prevent any part of the government from deceiving the people and sending the people off to distant lands to die of foreign fevers and foreign shot and foreign shell. That's what Justice Black wrote about the Pentagon Papers, which totally exposed the federal government of the United States under Johnson and Nixon of fighting a protracted war, bombing countries that they wasn't even claiming that they were bombing, expanding the war, literally, and keeping this from a good part of Congress and the American people. So, you know, back there, we're back into the 70s, though, when maybe, you know, there was still some respect in the federal government, or at least in the Supreme Court, for the Constitution, the First Amendment. We're far past that. These people that are in power now, they hate the First Amendment. They hate the idea of a freedom of the press. They hate the idea of the truth being told. They hate the idea that there's social media and that there's other ways of people getting information. They hate that people are passing information through Twitter and Facebook. That's why there's this gigantic censorship campaign, which gets us back to the House Judiciary Committee white nationalist hearings this past week, with all the problems that we got in the world. Greatest debtor nation in the history of the world, one of the most hated nations in the history of the world. Our borders are overflowing. The people have been making $10-$12 an hour for 30 freaking years. In the early 90s, people were making $10 an hour, $12 an hour. High school graduates. You know, that goes right down to the law of supply and demand with labor, with regards to labor. If you've got an overabundance of unskilled laborers in a society, then labor wages are going to be low. It's going to force them down. If there's scarcity, you know, supply and demand, then wages go up. When you flood society, when you flood a community, when you flood a nation with a bunch of illegal aliens, it doesn't matter to me if they're legal or illegal. I'm opposed to legal and illegal immigration. We don't need any more. This is why people have been making $10, $12 an hour, $15 an hour, for 30 freaking years. What's the cost of a Honda Accord in 1990 versus 2019? It's probably tripled, but people's wages haven't tripled. It's because of the influx, and this is to the detriment of your lower middle class, or maybe your higher end poor, however you want to classify it. And instead of having to mandate a $15 an hour minimum wage, it would happen organically if we wasn't flooded with all this unskilled labor. This is what's, and this goes across racial lines. This hurts the middle class, or the more impoverished lower middle class, whether you're white, black, whether you're a citizen of America as a Hispanic person. It hurts everybody. The whole argument should be on supply and demand. We don't need more low-skilled workers here, especially illiterate low-skilled workers, because it drives down the cost of labor, which is the reason that people in this very area in which I live are still making $10, $12 an hour at factory jobs coming out of high school, unskilled. But the native population is the ones that's suffering. The American people, if they could connect the dots, should be sharpening their pitchforks and lighting their torches just on the aspect of the fact that the federal government of the United States won't enforce the laws that are on the books, and they have artificially destroyed, intentionally, the lower middle class native population's ability to earn a decent wage by allowing this massive influx of illegals and legals, legal immigration. You know, the skilled legal immigration coming from India taking the high-tech jobs is the very same scenario. It matters not to me if they're legal or illegal. We don't need them, and it's destroying the native population's ability to earn a decent wage, and it's done so for 30 freaking years, and nobody talks about it. So all of these bleeding-heart liberals and super-cucked-out Republicans that go around, well, you know, Donald Trump said, we want massive legal immigration. No, we don't. No, we don't. That's what's caused this problem. That's why you've got such a underclass of poor working Americans that can't buy a house and can't, you know, stop treading water, is because they have been impoverished through this massive invasion at the behest of the traitorous Republican and Democrat Party, who are still out here now. Actually, the cultural Marxist Democrat Party is actually openly calling for just mass invasion, open borders, for the death knell of the native population in America. That's how serious it is. And for the House Judiciary Committee, with all the problems we've got in this country, the best thing they can come up with to do is to study white nationalists, where you can't name any, you can name some single events like Dylann Roof, I guess, but all of these big events like Charlottesville, that wasn't the fault of the white nationalists. That was the fault of Antifa, the people that was bussed in, the local government, the mayor, the police department. They studied that and ruled that. But no, it's the dirty, rotten whitey. That's the enemy. Back in moments.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Running down the insane, absurd, ridiculous, sickening news of today. I just got a text asking if I listened to Joel Skousen on Rents and Duke, others making excuses for Trump. They can make all excuses they want to. I will not. I will not make any excuses for Trump. Look at what Trump did with... Like he's some kind of king dictator, has the right to tell Israel that they can just annex, they can just go ahead and take, which they were going to do anyway. I understand all that. They'd already done it, the Golan Heights. But, you know, in a legitimate world, he would have no more right to give part of Syria to Israel than he would have to give Morocco to Japan. You know, it's ridiculous. And then Bibi says if he's elected, he's just going to go ahead and take Gaza. Remember the Gaza UN report that I shared with everyone on here about 3 weeks ago? There's no international law, not with America and Israel, and I've got a story here about the International Criminal Court coming up. But before we get to all that insanity, and I've also got another story here, House Democrats introduced bill forcing schools to allow boys on girls' sports team this past Wednesday. Nobody reported it. You didn't hear any of that by Lester the Cuckold on NBC Nightly News. But let's get back to AIPAC. Everybody ought to have to watch the entire event that took place at AIPAC. But I'm going to just give you just a little bit of a taste here. Now, here is Nancy Pelosi at AIPAC. I want you to listen close. This is very short. We're going to roll video one, please. Video one.
The people, when they ask me if this Capitol crumbled to the ground, the one thing that would remain is our commitment to our aid. And I don't even call it aid, our cooperation with Israel. That's fundamental to who we, fundamental to.
All right, so if Washington crumbled to the ground, we would still honor our commitment to Israel. That's what Nancy Pelosi said at AIPAC. Now, I'm going to have to wait. I think I should probably wait on video two till after this next break. But it gets even more interesting in that. And listen, I just picked and choosed a couple. You should watch the whole thing, because if this is not a window of insight of where the power's at, and you know, I know people they're all across the spectrum. They do broadcast and they're concerned about a variety of issues. Okay, and I respect that. I'm not being condescending in any kind of way, but I'm trying to talk about the fact that if we're going to get to the heart of what's the problem, to the heart of why America is in such rapid decline, if we're going to get to the heart of why our borders are open, if we're going to get to the heart of why our Congress is so corrupt, if we're going to get to the heart of the censorship and why people are being demonized, let's get to the heart of why this white nationalist hearings in the House Judiciary Committee was calling for an FBI database against white nationalists. Then we got to get to the heart of who runs this country, who owns this country. And by golly, if you watch the AIPAC hearings, I think it'll make it crystal clear to you, even if you're a non-believer, even if you don't want to believe. If you watch these hearings and you hear this reporting. And when we get back, we're on AIPAC now, I've got a couple more clips. When we get back, the white nationalist hearings, nationalvanguard.org ran some articles on it. DailyStormer.name ran some articles on it. Other than that, like Drudge, mainstream media, even RT.com, if they did, I didn't see it. What I'm saying here is, so much is omitted by even alternative media. Now, you know, I don't give, you know, I'm kind of hard on Alex Jones, but he actually covered this. He covered what we're going to get in here shortly with Candace Owens. He did cover that. And I know there's a lot of people out there that are wanting to be apologists for Donald Trump and saying, you know, he's been this, he's been that. Hey, he's the president. If he's been this or that, do something about it. Declare martial law. Call a press conference. Expose the corruption. You know, if not now, when? You know, why not take it on head on? You know, I don't buy this. I don't buy this. It's starting to feel a good bit like being plumb sold out. You know, there's been several, Kevin Alfred Strom being one, Jeff Rentz probably being two, that the whole way has been extremely suspect of this whole situation with Trump. I'll admit, you know, I got on the Trump train. I hoped for the best. I believed that maybe, you know, this was the last great chance. I don't believe that anymore. I think the death knell is in place, and I think it's going to be driven. I think we're going to be flooded. I think it may be a different scenario than what we've seen in Europe, but it's going to be the same result. I don't think the Republicrats, the super cuck, sellout traitor Republican Party is going to do jack. They've proven that. And the Democrat Party, therefore infanticide, therefore every kind of immorality, they would support pedophilia. If you'll support infanticide, you'll support pedophilia. If you'll support infanticide, you'll support bestiality. Stay with me. We'll be back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we are back on the alternative media. Baron in the studio. Let me take you back just a few short weeks ago. You remember when Ilhan Omar said that AIPAC had too much influence over Congress and lobbied for a foreign country? And remember how the super traitorous, cucked out Republicans and Democrats ran back into the House to have a symbolic motion passed against anti-Semitism, and how all the news media said that it was a, what they call it, a trope, don't they? It's an anti-Semitic trope if you say that a person holding office here in America has more allegiance to Israel. That's an anti-Semitic trope, for the love of God. The horror of it all. Play video two. This is your New York Senator, Chuck Schumer.
Now let me close by telling you about my name. As some of you know, my name is a Hebrew word. Schumer comes from the Hebrew word shomer, which means guardian, watchman. My ancestors were guardians of the ghetto wall of Chortkov in Galicia. And when they came to Ellis Island, they said their name in Yiddish, Schumer, and it got written down as Schumer. To you, I say this. That name was given to me for a reason. For as long as I live, for as long as I have the privilege of serving in the Senate from New York, I will unflinchingly, unstintingly, and with all of my strength be Shomer Yisrael, a guardian of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Yisroel Chai. In Israel and America, the Jewish nation lives now and forever.
How about that? How about that? Did you notice he said from New York, not for New York? How about that? Why is that not on the evening news? I mean, this is being displayed publicly. This is being videotaped. Anybody could bring this and share this with this audience. I mean, this, the mask is off. This is in our face. And then if Ilhan Omar, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, says that AIPAC has, you know, undue influence over the Congress, why the sheer horror of it all? They have to reprimand Omar for saying such a thing. But here, Chuck Schumer said the exact same thing. He announced it. He said that his allegiance was to Israel, not the people of New York, not his constituents, that even his name bears it out. I mean, if you had any other country and you had people in positions of power that's supposed to represent the constituents in their district, and they were saying this about, you know, North Korea, it could be South Korea. I mean, it could be, I think it could be anything. It could be Italy. I don't know. You pick a country. There would be outrage. But this is just a sampling, trust me, a sampling of what went on at AIPAC. So if you want to look into that when we take calls, if you want to talk about it next hour, so be it. We're going to move on now to the white nationalist hearings in the House Judiciary Committee. Now, basically, the entire concept of the thing was to call in a bunch of representatives of various Jewish groups like the ADL. I think they did leave the SPLC out of this one because of the controversies they're going through. And demand that white nationalism basically be made illegal. And the theory that they're promoting is that political speech leads to violence. The speech is violence. Thus, we need to shut it down. Now, again, I urge everyone, if you have the time to watch the, I know watching this kind of stuff's boring, and so I'm going to summarize the best I can, but it's not like really watching it. This was surreal to watch this. To watch this was tantamount to, you know, 1984 just coming to life. You know, one of the quotes by George Orwell was, "The most effective way to destroy people is to deny and obliterate their own understanding of their history." Now, you know, there's a lot of great George Orwell quotes, but those two that I've shared with you in this hour is probably two of my favorite, and the others being, who controls the past controls the future, who controls the present controls the past. And, you know, if you sit back and you lean your head back and you think about that, that's absolutely the truth, and that's absolutely what we're living in. And the other one we're living in, and Julian Assange just proved the fact this past week, in a time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And I heard Don Black one day this week quote, and I know Frank said he didn't coin this quote, but he's the one that really brought it to the forefront and the reason we all say it. So give credit where credit's due. The truth is hate to those who hate the truth. Nothing could be more true with regards to what happened Wednesday. I think it was Wednesday when these hearings took place. Now, if you watch the whole thing, they call for an FBI database to for all the white nationalists to be in. Okay? And look, you can say, well, you know, I'm not a white nationalist, whatever. I'm not saying be one. I'm not saying you are one. I'm just saying, isn't it interesting that they don't hold hearings about Antifa when Black Lives Matter is chanting, what do we want, dead cops now, when they're actually shooting cops in Texas? There's no hearings about that. But there's got to be hearings about the rise. And, you know, all these statistics that they used, they're using, again, I've said this over and over, they're using all of those threats that were made from Israel by David Kadar to inflate the numbers. You know, they're using that to inflate the numbers, obviously. They're also calling for some of them call for a new task force to be convened, a FBI database, monitoring, deplatforming. And one of them asked, how could it be that Richard Spencer is not under FBI surveillance or not in an FBI watch list? I mean, this is some of the stuff they said. That's scary stuff if you think. If anybody listening to this broadcast thinks that they live in any type of a constitutionally free society, please come to grips with reality, because if you haven't, just watch those hearings and hopefully you can come to grips with the truth. Now, I just picked random pretty much because there's so much. I mean, I can't play a 4-hour video on the show, right? So, yeah, you know, you remember back when Farrakhan was calling for like 10,000 black men to kill Whitey. There were no hearings about that. Oh, Farrakhan still got a Twitter account and Facebook last time I looked. All right, now here, this is from the hate hearings, okay? This is from the hate hearings. It's only a couple of minutes. This is a taste of the hate, okay? And this is Congressman Rich Chet Taylor. I wasn't familiar with this one. And Congressman Cicilline, C-I-C-I-L-L-I-N-E. I wasn't familiar with either one of these. But, again, I just basically picked this at random, and it's to give you a taste of the hate. Let's play video 3, please.
President Sisi, a Muslim leader of Egypt, has said that we need a religious revolution, and imams must step up to the plate and start making it clear that Islam has got to stop interpreting the Quran in the way it does, which promotes hatred to all sorts of people, especially Jews.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. You were speaking briefly about college campuses. I speak a lot at college campuses, and there's a lot of talk about boycott, divestment, and sanction, or the BDS movement. In your opinion, is this fueling the anti-Semitism on college campuses, and if so, to what extent?
Yes, BDS is an anti-Semitic movement whose goal, its leaders say openly, is to destroy Israel, to boycott, divest, and sanction. Fortunately, university presidents has not allowed anything to happen with that specifically, but resolutions are passed regularly on this. There's rallies about this, really demonizing Jewish people and demonizing the Jewish state of Israel. We really need strong federal laws that make it clear that American governmental bodies will not do business with any organization or company that supports BDS. They can say whatever they want. It's not a freedom of speech issue. They can condemn Israel and Jews, but the U.S. government will not do business with them. That's really what has to happen, because the ultimate goal of BDS is Israel's destruction. And these people, by the way, never condemn the Palestinian Authority, never condemn other outrageous entities that promote hatred. Palestinian Authority pays Arabs to murder Jews. They name schools, streets, and sports teams after Jew killers. They incite hatred against Jews in their schools, in their media, in their sermons and speeches, and you never see these BDS people condemning this really vicious human rights abusing entity, making it clear this is all about Jews, it's all about anti-Semitism.
Thank you for your responses. I yield back the remainder of my time.
Thank the gentleman. The gentleman from Rhode Island, Mr. Cicilline.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you to our witnesses for being here. There have been obviously a number of very high-profile acts of violence in the United States by white supremacists, the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, the Mother Emanuel Church in Charleston, and the Sikh Temple in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. And so I thank the chairman for convening this hearing and regret that there are some on this panel who have tried to hijack this hearing and desecrate the lives lost to the hate crimes and violence of white supremacists by attempting to use this as an opportunity to promote a political position or a political party. And I think that is despicable and deeply regrettable. During the last 10 years, 76% of individuals killed by right-wing extremists were killed by white supremacists, making, as you say in your report, making white supremacy the most deadly type of extremist movement in the United States over the last 10 years. That is a fact, and we have to do something about it. And that's what this hearing is about. And so I want to begin with first the technology platforms, because I do think something that is different today is that the ability of white supremacists who are advocating violence and advocating and preaching hate have an ability to reach many more people because of the advent of technology. And so it seems to me, I would take it both you, Mr. Potts, and you, Ms. Hayden, agree that there's a rise in white supremacy activity in the United States. I think that's pretty clear, correct? You don't dispute that. Can you answer? you agree that white nationalism is enjoying a meaningful resurgence in the United States, based on the reporting from ADL and law enforcement?
Yes, I'm aware of all the
okay.
research.
And there's no question that media companies play a role, not intentionally perhaps, but play a role in facilitating the spread of communications on behalf of white supremacists or on behalf of the white supremacy movement.
That's something we're absolutely concerned about. That's okay. Why we have policies okay. in place.
And you both Facebook and Google, believe that you have a responsibility to curb or prevent or restrict as much as you can the spread of these kinds of attacks on your platforms, right?
Yes, Congressman.
So let me ask specifically, you referenced, Mr. Potts, the creation of the Global Internet Forum to counter terrorism. I think both Facebook and Google are part of that effort. And at Facebook, hired in 2016 a number of individuals to proactively examine and remove things from Facebook that were considered connected to terrorist groups.
That's correct, Congressman.
And that has been a reasonably successful effort so far, has it not?
We've made significant investments and significant progress, Congressman.
And will Facebook today commit to dedicating the same kind of full-time team to proactively removing white supremacist content and promoting counter speech as you did with terrorist propaganda?
That's an easy commitment because we are doing it currently.
You have a global internet forum to combat white supremacy?
Congressman, we treat white supremacy and white hate organizations under our terrorist standard.
So let me ask you about a particular case. Facebook announced on March 27th that it would ban white nationalist content from its platforms, acknowledging that white nationalism and separatism cannot be meaningfully separated from white supremacy and organized hate groups. A few days later, on March 30th, Facebook publicly said that the video from Faith Goldie, entitled Race Against Time, where she stated openly that people of color and Jews are replacing white populations and specifically urged viewers to help stop the white race from vanishing, did not violate Facebook's policies. A week later, as of last Friday, the video remained on the platform and was only formally removed yesterday. So my question is, why was it not immediately removed? Facebook has said it will ban Faith Goldie and other accounts, including from the Aryan Strike Force. But what specific proactive steps is Facebook taking to identify other leaders like Faith Goldie and preemptively remove them from the platform?
Thank you, Congressman. When we become aware of someone that espouses hate and violence, that has ties to these ideologies, we do review them, and we will remove them if we can find those necessary links. I think that's the case with Ms. Goldie. I believe she was removed from the platform. There will be okay. No praise, support, or
we'll just cut that right there because we're coming up on a break. What I wanted to say here is they're advocating strong federal laws. Now, the Supreme Court ruled that money is speech with regards to BDS. The Supreme Court ruled money is speech, but it's not with regards to BDS. The most deadly type of extremism, we know that's all a laughable lie. Here, free speech and free ideas, they are considered attacks. And you heard they want to take down any anyone that criticizes this open immigration. And guess what? They consider this, that was Facebook and Google representatives there, they consider that type of speech, did you hear what they said? The reason I played that clip, they consider that type of speech terrorism. You know, with Donald Trump just just announced this last week, and he said, you know, Beebe told him to, or Beebe said he told him to, that, you know, the Republican Guard now for Iran is labeled a terrorist group. These whole hearings was based on the fact of making anyone's speech that may be pro-white or maybe anti-massive immigration, any kind of speech that may be for morality that doesn't go along with the concerted effort for a depraved nation. Not hate speech, but terrorism. And do you see where this is going? First, they get the labels in place, and then they ratchet up the criminality. They ratchet up the court system. They put you in jail in America for posting online your beliefs about morality, Christianity, immigration, or the demographic destruction of the white race.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio. Now, everyone bear with me. After the top of the hour, all right, if I move quick, we've got time right here. This is Candace Owens at the white nationalist hearings. This is a black female activist. It's 4 minutes. We're going to play it right here. Let's play Candace Owens at the hearings speaking.
There isn't a single adult today that in good conscience would make the argument that America is a more racist or a more white nationalist society than it was when my grandfather was growing up. And yet we're hearing these terms sent around today because what they want to say is that brown people need to be scared, which seems to be the narrative that we hear every 4 years right ahead of a presidential election. Here are some things we never hear. 75% of the black boys in California don't meet state reading standards. In inner cities like Baltimore, within 5 high schools and 1 middle school, not a single student was found to be proficient in math or reading in 2016. The single motherhood rate in the black community, which was at 23% in the 1960s when my grandfather was coming up, is at a staggering 74% today. I am guessing there will be no committee hearings about that. There are more black babies aborted than born alive in cities like New York, and you have Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo lighting up buildings to celebrate late-term abortions. I could go on and on. My point is that white nationalism did not do any of those things that I just brought up. Democrat policies did. Let me be clear. The hearing today is not about white nationalism or hate crimes. It's about fear-mongering, power, and control. It's a preview of a Democrat 2020 election strategy, same as the Democrat 2016 election strategy. They blame Facebook, they blame Google, they blame Twitter. Really, they blame the birth of social media, which has disrupted their monopoly on minds. They called this hearing because they believe that if it wasn't for social media, voices like mine would never exist, that my movement, Blexit, which is inspiring black Americans to leave the Democrat Party, would have never come about. And they certainly believe that Donald Trump would not be in office today. Looking on the next thing to focus on now that the Russian collusion hoax has fallen apart. What they won't tell you about this, the statistics and the rise of white nationalism, is that they've simply changed the data set points by widening the definition of hate crimes and upping the number of reporting agencies that are able to report on them. What I mean to say is that they are manipulating statistics. The goal here is to scare blacks, Hispanics, gays, and Muslims into helping them censor dissenting opinions, ultimately into helping them regain control of our country's narrative, which they feel that they lost. They feel that President Donald Trump should not have beat Hillary. If they actually were concerned about white nationalism, they would be holding hearings on Antifa, a far-left, violent, white gang who determined one day in Philadelphia in August that I, a black woman, was not fit to sit in a restaurant. They chased me out. They yelled race traitor to a group of black and Hispanic police officers who formed a line to protect me from their ongoing assaults. They threw water at me. They threw eggs at me. And the leftist media remained silent on it. If they were serious about the rise of hate crimes, they may perhaps be examining themselves and the hate that they have drummed up in this country. Bottom line is that white supremacy, racism, white nationalism, words that once held real meaning, have now become nothing more than election strategies. Every 4 years, the black community is offered handouts and fear. Handouts and fear. Reparations and white nationalism. This is the Democrat preview. Of course, society is not perfectible. We've heard testimony of that today. There are pockets of evil that exist, and those things are horrible, and they should be condemned. But I believe the legacy and the ancestry of black Americans is being insulted every single day. I will not pretend to be a victim in this country, and I know that that makes many people on the left uncomfortable. I want to talk about real issues in black America. I want to talk about real issues in this country and real concerns. The biggest scandal, this is my last sentence, in American politics is that Democrats have been conning minorities into belief that we are perpetual victims, all but ensuring our failure. Racial division and class warfare are central to the Democrat Party platform. They need blacks to hate whites, the rich to hate the poor, and soon enough it'll be the tall hate.
All right, there you had Candace Owens. We'll be back after the top of the hour break. Stay with me. I will pray for her. I will call her name out loud.
Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.